Tonight, Justin McElroy interviews Phil Hendry for his junior class at L.A. Canyon High School, his special social studies paper. Tonight, Justin McElroy interviews Phil Hendry.
My name is Justin McElroy, and I'm interviewing Mr. Hendry for a project for my junior high class at L.A. Canyon High School in the L.A. Canyon areas. And tonight on Justin McElroy, tonight on Justin McElroy Reports, an interview with Phil Hendry of the documentary that they've done about him. Good evening, Mr. Hendry, and welcome.
Thank you.
Are you because I'm in high school, do you not take me all that serious?
No, I take you serious.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you, first of all, I think everybody wants to know, do you do all the voices on your show or?
I do all of them, yeah. Except for you, I mean.
No, I know. Except for, I'm doing my voice, but I mean, do you do all the voices on your show?
Yes, sir, I do, yeah.
Do you ever think, like, I mean, I don't mean to be personal, but do you ever, like, if you're, like, with your girlfriend and you're, say, you know, having sex or whatever, do you ever all of a sudden pretend you're someone else?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No. That's something a crazy person would do, but I'm not crazy.
Because I bet you have a lot of people ask you that?
Yeah, some people have asked me, do you ever feel like just going into a character voice? No, I don't really. I mean, when I'm having fun, when I'm laughing with people, I'll maybe. I don't really do character voices out there in the real world unless we're just goofing with friends, you know?
So, has your girlfriend ever asked, hey, would you, you know, make love to me talking like Steve Boozle?
No, she's never asked that, nor would she, nor if she asked that, I would hope that she'd been drinking. If she asked that stone cold sober, I would feel it's kind of creepy.
You would feel it's creepy?
Yeah, it'd be very creepy.
Would you want to break up with her and everything?
I don't know, man. I mean, why are you asking me this question?
No, because you're so good at, everybody knows that it sounds like you're overlapping.
I know. I get people ask me that a lot.
They do? They ask you, how do you overlap it?
Yeah. And I tell them I think it's an audio illusion. You know what a visual illusion is?
Yeah.
Okay. An audio illusion is something you think you hear, but you're not really hearing. And I think people think they hear me overlapping my own voice, and it's not.
Because that's why people think that maybe you're more than one person.
Like multiple personality.
Yeah, like multiple personality disorder.
Well, first of all, multiple personality disorder, you probably know, is very rare.
I didn't know that.
It's pretty rare. It's like, I don't know how many actual documented cases there are of multiple personality disorder, but the actual real ones, there's not that many. So I think if I went into another personality, I'd have to be doing it for like a whole day.
Do you ever do that?
Do I do what? Do I?
Do you go into character like for a full day?
No, I've never done that.
Have you ever tried it?
I guess I could try it. It would be weird. One time I was out buying stuff in a store. I was with one of my stepkids at the time when I was married. And for laughs, I pretended that I was Jeff Dowder.
Okay, so Jeff Dowder's like that surf dude you do?
Yeah. And my stepson, Chris, said, hey, let's just go into this store and pretend we're sun-baked surf dudes. I said, okay. So I just did this surfer voice, and he did too, as we were shopping in this store.
Okay, but that was like you weren't doing that for a whole time. I mean, for a whole day.
No, I didn't do that for the whole day, no.
This is Justin McElroy Reports. This is a special report I'm doing for my junior class at L.A. Canyon High School. And I'm talking to Phil Hendry, who has a documentary about him called Hendry, and it's on all of the platforms, right, Mr. Hendry?
Yeah, it's on most of them. Yeah, it's on
which ones is it? Is it on Amazon?
It's on Amazon. It's on Prime Video, Amazon or Amazon Prime Video, whatever they call that.
Yeah,
and it's also on Sling, and it's on UVerse, and a lot of them.
Is it on Netflix?
No, it is not on Netflix.
Is it on, I forget the one, Luhu or?
Hulu.
Is it, okay, Hulu, is it on that?
No, I don't believe it is, no.
Well, there was also a Dan Rather one, I think, on Netflix.
Yeah, Dan Rather's a well-known guy, like I was telling you. So getting back to like your show, do you ever think that you'll wake up one morning and just be like permanently Margaret Gray or something like that, you know? No, I don't. I don't. You don't worry about that? No, I don't worry about that. I don't worry about, I just don't have that kind of, that would be like real mental illness. So you don't, like, a lot of times, because you sound so real when you do it. I know. And so a lot of times I'll listen to you and I'll go, God, that could be like Jay Sanos of the Auxiliary Police.
Yeah.
That could be a real person, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I suppose he could. I mean, there's probably guys out there like him.
Well, so do you ever think you're going to just one day, just something will click and you'll be Jay Sanos and you'll just, yeah, you'll just tell people.
You mean I'll just spend the rest of my days looking into people's bags?
Well, I mean, you find that funny, but it doesn't worry you?
No, it doesn't worry me.
Why is that?
I mean, why would you ask me that?
Because the characters you do are so real and you talk like a real, and they talk real, you know?
Yeah.
That it's almost like at least part of the day you are them.
No.
I mean, I want to believe you. Let's say what, and I don't mean you are a liar, Mr. Henry, please understand, but let's say I think you're lying.
Okay.
Well, okay. What do you say to that?
I'd say, I'm sorry you feel that way, man.
Would you let me spend a whole day hanging out with you?
No, I'm not qualifying anything. Sure, yeah, I'd have no problem with anybody spending the whole day with me, taking notes, and seeing that I don't flip out.
Yeah, but I guess you could probably get prepared for that, and you say, okay, today's the day I'm not going to flip out.
Yeah, some people might if they had that affliction. I don't have that problem. I don't spend whole days as in a character voice.
But you did do that one time with your stepson.
Yeah, well, just that one time as a joke. He thought it would be very funny if I would do Jeff Dowder as we were shopping for, I don't know, we were getting shoes in a store, and he went into a surf guy voice, and it was very funny. We both pretended like we're just, you know, sun-baked surfers, and then we got out of the store. We went back to being who we were.
So you haven't, like, felt yourself the need, you've never not felt yourself the need to spend a whole day as like Dr. Jim Sadler or
no, not at all. I mean, I don't feel the need to just be somebody else.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we all have personas, you know.
Uh-huh. I mean, what do you mean by that?
Personas, Carl Jung, the eminent psychotherapist, the psychologist, said that we all have our personas. Personas are, you act one way as a son, you act another way as a husband, you act another way as a coworker, you act another way. We all put on a different kind of a persona, not necessarily personality.
Yeah, no, that's all well and good. Now, I want to get back to you being Bud Dickman.
Okay.
I don't know what you mean by persona. I mean, have you ever felt the need to be Bud Dickman, you know?
No, man, I've never felt the need to be Bud Dickman.
Wow. Okay, this is Justin McElroy.
Why do you find that?
No, hold on. This is Justin McElroy, and this is Justin McElroy Reports, as I am very grateful to be interviewing Mr. Phil Henry, who has a documentary about him out right now on Amazon, on the Flush, not the Flush Network, what's it called again?
On Sling?
On Sling, yeah. It's on everyone. It's on all the platforms, except it's not on Netflix, right?
I don't think it's on Netflix, no.
But, how come?
How come what?
Why don't you think it's on Netflix?
I don't know. Netflix seems to have a lot of stand-up comics, and who knows? Maybe we'll make it over there at some point.
Yeah, maybe like people will demand, they'll clamor for it, you know?
Yeah, they'll clamor for it.
But anyway, I'm talking to Phil Henry, who does all the voices on The Phil Henry Show. And if you've never heard his show, then you would know. I mean, if you ever heard his show, then you would know he does all, or you hear a lot of people. Well, I'm here to tell you, you do all the voices. So you do Margaret Gray.
Yeah.
You do Bobby Dooley.
Yeah.
God, that's tough for me to feature. Do you ever feel that?
Do I want to be Bobby Dooley? Is that what you're going
to
ask me?
Yeah. Do you ever feel like you need to? No, you need to be.
I never feel like I need to be Bobby Dooley, no. There are days when I want to laugh, okay?
Yeah.
And when I want to laugh, there are days when I reach for a Bobby Dooley thought, maybe.
But I never really, the thing that was making me laugh today was the show today where Elcott and Gloria Grover were talking about wearing skin-tight pants.
Yeah, I heard that. I was kind of, that was radical. And you were Gloria Grover too?
Yeah.
So you do, how are you able to do a woman's voice so easy?
First of all, I don't think the Gloria Grover voice is all that very feminine. I think she sounds like a typical kind of Jonathan Winters, Johnny Carson.
Who?
Just two old comics did these old lady characters. How do I do a woman so easily?
I mean, like Bobby Dooley and Margaret Gray. How do you do that? How do you do that?
My mother. They're my mother. Both of them remind me so much. I created them as a result of my interactions with my mother. So Bobby Dooley and Margaret Gray are both aspects of my mother, very personal in some instances, extremely reserved and kind of almost sociopathic in other instances.
Now, when you say sociopathic, what do you mean by that?
I mean, really no conscience, just kind of plowing through the day. Doesn't matter who you hurt. You're going from point A to point Z and you're going to get there no matter what, no matter who gets hurt, no matter what lies get told.
Did you not have no good relationship with your mom?
I had a good relationship with my mother. I don't want you to think that I didn't have a good relationship with her. I just, these are things I noticed about her. But I had a good relationship with my mom, and I loved her and I miss her.
But then you found yourself. Did you ever see Psycho? The movie Psycho?
I did. Yeah.
Did you ever see where he comes out of the cellar dressed as his mom and he's all dun dun dun? You remember?
Yeah. You're stabbing Janet Leigh in the shower.
Wait, is that who that was?
Yeah.
Did you ever feel like you were Anthony Bates?
You mean Norman Bates?
Yeah, Norman Bates. Do you ever feel like you're Norman Bates? Yeah, you know.
No, man, I never did.
You didn't want to dress as your mother?
No, I did not want to dress as my mother, no.
God, that's very interesting.
Why do you think because I do my mother's voice or because I do female voices that I automatically want to pick up a knife?
Well, it seems kind of weird, you know, that you would be these people and not want to be them. I would, if I could do like the Bobby Dooley voice, I would want to just be her all the time.
You would?
Yeah.
See, that doesn't enter. You would want to be her all the time from now until the day you die?
Well, maybe not till the day I die, but like for at least a couple of weeks.
Just walking around all over the place being Bobby Dooley.
Well, now it sounds like I'm kind of...
Yeah, it does. It sounds like you're psycho.
Well, no, I don't mean that. I mean, I would just want to be her all the time and fool people and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, but you look like a dude, man. So if you're walking around...
Well,
yeah, see, if you're walking around and you look like a guy and you're doing a woman's voice, people will think you're nuts and they will want to get a cop and probably... at least have the officer interview you and wonder how you're going to get home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I don't mean, I know that, but I would dress up, you know?
So you dress up the way Anthony Bates did?
Yeah. If you're going to be Bobby Dooley, wouldn't you get into a skirt?
Dude, I don't want to be Bobby Dooley.
But would you not get into a skirt?
You're the one that wants to be Bobby Dooley. What would you do?
Oh, yeah, I would. I'd get into a skirt. I'd get into heels and everything, you know?
Okay, so... You're the one that's pursuing this line of question. I have to ask you, why would you want to be Bobby Dooley for a whole 2 weeks?
It would just be fun. It would be fun to see the looks on people's faces. It would be fun. Didn't you do that on your show when you did your radio show? Didn't you like seeing the looks on people's faces when they were talking to Dooley?
I didn't see anybody, you know.
Oh, that's right. It was a radio show.
Yeah, I didn't see the looks on anybody, but I could hear their reaction.
We're talking. I'm Justin McElroy. I'm talking to Phil Henry, and the show is called Justin McElroy Reports. And we're talking to Phil Henry about him doing all the voices on his show. So, so you don't think you're crazy?
No.
And you've never wanted to be one of your characters for a whole day?
No.
You've never wanted to break into different character voices while you're making love to your girlfriend?
No. And by the way, these are all questions. These are good questions. But that last one, I've been asked more than once.
You have?
Yeah. People want to know. I don't know why people want to know that. Do I want to break into different voices if I'm making love to my girlfriend? It sounds
psycho.
Yeah, it does. And maybe they think it's funny.
Well, it would be kind of funny if you're like getting it on with your girlfriend and all of a sudden you're going, yeah, I'm Jay Sanos, you know?
No, man, I wouldn't. I think that would scare her It would completely break the mood. It would be ridiculous, man. Okay, I mean, I don't know. To me, it sounds like it'd be funny. Okay, so you're with your girlfriend, okay?
Yeah.
And you all of a sudden, and you guys are passionate, and you're together, and you all of a sudden start talking like Dr. Jim Sadler.
Yeah.
How would that sound?
I mean, I'd just be saying, yeah, you know, yeah, yeah. And I don't know how Dr. Sadler sounds. He's, hey, you know, hey, yeah, honey, that feels really good.
Kind of like that? Well, I don't know, man. I think she wouldn't want to be with you anymore. Do that again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like you're getting it on with your girlfriend. You're going, yeah, that feels, oh, yeah, that feels really good, baby. Do some more.
Like that. Dude, I would never, that would scare her to death, man. I would never do that.
Well, you don't think that's funny?
No, it ain't funny. There's nothing even close to funny about it. Unless you said to her, hey, honey, why don't I break into a Dr. Jim Sadler voice right about now? And she would look at you like you're from the planet Mars.
Okay,
is that really important to you? Because I get that question all the time.
Well, I just wonder, you know, you say you do all the voices on the show.
Yes.
You do Dr. Jim Sadler, you do Jay Sanos?
Yes.
Steve Bozell?
Yes.
What about Tom Dafka? I wrote to...
Tom Dafka, yes.
David G. Hall?
Yes.
Do you do that guy, Coach Vernon Dozier?
Yes.
Isn't he a real guy?
No, he's not a real... He's based on a real guy. Every character that I do in the show is based on someone real.
Do you do Frank Gray?
Yes, I do.
So every single voice?
Every single voice, I do.
And you never once want to just go... Yeah, I'm Frank Gray, and run down a street or something?
No, man, I don't. I don't know why you think I would want to do that. It might be liberating for a person, for instance, you, Justin. If you started doing Dr. Jim Sadler, would you want to run down the street doing that?
Yeah, I kind of would. I was just going, I'm Dr. Jim Sadler. Yeah, you know? What? Why do you find that weird?
Why wouldn't I find that weird, man?
Well...
Why wouldn't I find that weird? Yeah.
Do the Dr. Jim Sadler voice.
I'm Dr. Jim Sadler.
Okay, now pretend like you're making love to your girlfriend.
Hey, baby, did you like what I just did?
You wouldn't laugh at that?
I might laugh at it. She would be frightened, and she'd pull the covers up near her chin and go, why did you just do that? Please don't do that.
You think that's what she'd say?
Yes, yes, she would, and I would expect her to.
Well, what would you say to her then?
I'd say, I'm sorry. I did it because this kid, Justin McElroy, asked me to do it.
Oh.
I would. And then I'd say, you know, and I shouldn't have listened to him.
Well, I don't know, man. I think you should try it.
Why? What am I going to get out of that, man?
I just think you should try it. I think you need to break through the confines and the boundaries of comedy and take it into the real world of drama and the reality of it, you know? So, like, if you're getting it on with your girlfriend, and suddenly you go, yeah, baby, that feels really good. I'm Dr. Jim Sadler, like that.
Whatever, man. What is she going to do?
You would, and who cares? She'd be scared.
Why do I want to scare her?
Because
it's never been done before? Look, there isn't amount, any kind of psycho act that probably hasn't been done. I bet you everything's been done. Under the moon and under the sun in the annals of human behavior. What do you think?
Say that again?
I bet you in the annals of human behavior, in the history of mankind, every psycho thing has probably been done.
I don't think we've scratched the surface. Well, anyway, I want to thank you, Mr. Henry, for being my special guest on
Justin McElroy Reports.
Justin McElroy Reports. I'm doing this for Mr. Fogbound's class. Social studies, junior class, LA Canyon High School. I want to thank everybody for being on it. Thank you, Mr. Henry.
Thank you.
The world famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.